up, everybody? It's your boy Randy. You already know. We are in the building. And I don't know, just seen this podcast app. And I want to give a little testaroni over here. All right, I'm here to talk to you guys. And, I got some words to say, you know. I think that the world needs to hear certain things. I think we all kind of have this deep understanding that we know shit is fucked up, and but we just go about our lives and we don't really, you know, question things. We don't question the authorities. And I think we're in a time where we have to start talking about these things aloud and a lot. I'm here to bring that forward. So, my thing is, if you guys want to talk about truth, if you have any questions, shoot me a message, and I will, do my homework on it. If I don't know about it, I'll just get right into it, and I'll make a quick little podcast for you guys. So ask me away any questions. Let's get real deep here. A lot of people call me a conspiracy theorist. But I'm not, I don't like to call that out. I'm more of a truth seeker, because people don't understand that the stories that we are fed are usually not the case. That's not the truth. The truth is actually very far from what the narrative is being told. So there's, a lot of things that we got to talk about. I'm talking about everything from your health to education, to science, history. It's all diluted and then just changed. It's usually the fucking opposite of what you really think the truth is. Alright, and if you don't look into these things, you don't even know. And most people don't know. But if you are interested in knowing, hit me up. And again, I will give you my take on it. Obviously, it's just my perspective. So I can't say I know at all anything. It'll just be from what I can gather as far as what I think the truth is, because we have to stop listening to all these authorities, I believe. We think because this guy in the church is wearing this gown or whatever and he's talking at the podium that he has, the official story, but who put him in charge? This guy in the lab coat, we give him all the power to tell us whatever, theory he is, but these guys, all they're doing is sitting around just thinking and coming up with all these, outrageous theories, and who's to say they're right, They're not right. They're just fucking theories, So what makes their theory different than from what I can gather? All right. In school, we're just taught all this nonsense. We can never could question authority. So we have to start questioning authority, I believe, because there's a lot of false information out there. And we're taught not to question any of it. And I think it's all bullshit. These guys are just, the teachers to teach us because they were able to learn it and regurgitate it word for word. They can, say it back better than we can. And we think that they're, all high and mighty and intelligent, but that's not intelligence, that's indoctrination. We have to start really learning the difference. Most people, we are all just indoctrinated, and it's hard to accept because we don't want to feel like we've been lied to, that we've been fooled, we've been tricked. Our ego gets in the way. But the fact of the matter is, you are fooled. You're tricked. You don't really know what the fuck is going on. You graduated from your school. You got a job, and that's what you've been doing. And then you live for the weekend. Maybe you got a couple dollars. It doesn't matter. Money's all fake. All right? They're making this fucking shit Bitcoin now. Literally just virtual money that's made out of nothing. Money's always been nothing. So, again, I'm here to bring you that real truth, whether it be, like I said, in history, whether it be in health, whether it be in wealth, whether it be in spirituality, science, whatever it is, hit me up. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, all right? If you know, you want to hear my thoughts on it, at least. I hope there are a few people out there that do want to hear what I got to say, because I got a lot to talk about, you know. For instance, this guy Kanye West, his rant that he went on talking in his interview in TMZ got such a bad crap for it. And I don't think you guys realized he was dropping jewels, big time jewels he was dropping for you guys. And I'm sure some of you got it, but I'm sure most of you didn't, you know. And hopefully they don't take Kanye from us, because he's showing something. He's showing something there right now. And that's why, you know, the media's portraying him to be this loony now, because he's going against the grain. He's always going against the grain, but he's gone back and forth. He's a little confused, you know. But I love Kanye, just like I love all you guys. You know, love is the key. And that's what Kanye said as well. And we have to learn how to love each other, but we have to first learn how to love ourselves. Because if we can't love ourselves, there's no way we're going to love anybody else. So love yourself no matter what's going on, how long or short your hair is, how skinny or fat you are, how much money you're making, how much education you have. You know, you still look, you know, you're still a great human being. You're perfect, you know. And understand that, you know, they make us believe that, you know, we're not great. We're not amazing. But you are. You are amazing. And I actually have this great quote that I can't think about it right now, but just remember it. The next one, I will read it, and I'm going to find it online, and I'll have it ready for you guys. Let's get into this, because there's a lot of things we need to talk about. A lot of things that we are not talking about. You know, even in the music industry, there's so much corruption, you know, in Hollywood. It's unbelievable how they have infiltrated everything. And we just go along with it. We just literally go along with everything that we're told and presented with as facts. You know, and these are not facts when you start looking into things. You know, the fact of the matter is, we've been lied to. So, you know, I think I'm kind of going back and forth. I'm running in circles over here. I'm just giving it to you in different viewpoints. You know, we are being lied to, and we have to know, you know, that, you know, there are answers out there. Obviously, maybe we'll never know all the answers, but there is definitely hidden information, hidden knowledge, you know, hidden wisdom out there that these, you know, these secret societies have. They have this information out there. And they hide it from us. And they've been hiding it for thousands of years, people. Thousands of years, all right? The world is way more different than what we presented. So, again, man, I love all you guys. Hit me up. Let's talk about it. I'm out.